morning, on Masechet Shabbos, Daf Gimel. We start in the bottom of Daf Bet Amud Bet. Amar Rabat Rabaya. So Abaya Skaka, in the Mishnah, we saw that there are eight cases. There are two which become four and two which become four. We've got two cases each of the Balabayit Chayiv and the Ani's Patur, and four cases each where the Balabayit and the Ani, or either of them, neither of them are Chayiv, as of a Chatat, but it would be Asur because it's a Gzairat Rabbana. So Rabbana says to Abaya, why are you counting eight? Tartei Sarin have actually 12. Right, look at Rashi over here. Yes, yes, Arba Chiyuvei v'tamnei Peturei. There are four Chiyuvim and eight Peturim. Right, how are the eight Peturim? So like this, Shtei Akirot la'ani b'lo hanacha. Twice the Ani does Akira without putting it down. Either in the Rishta Rabbim or the Shtei Yachid. Ushtei Hanachot b'lo Akira. And twice he puts it down without doing Akira, right? Either he puts it down on the Balabai's hand, or he took it from the Balabai's hand and he put it down outside. The Chene Balabai, and so too, vice versa. So you've got two and two is four, and each one is eight. Together, the two of them are four, and together they're eight. And then there were two Chiyuvim. Each of them had a Chiyuvim, so it's extra four. So basically, you've got 12 Chiyuvim. So he says over here, so Abaya says to Rav Mata, Letameich, according to Rav Mata, why do you count only 12? Shitra Havya, and they're actually 16, right? Why the 60 Rashi? He says the ikir mikshav nami henech peturei demitnu gabe chiyuv ani chayev balabait patur chayev chayev ani patur. In the first cases of the Mishnah, we had Yitzchok Shabbat Shtayim. We had two cases over there. And in each of those two cases, we said that the other balabait or the ani was chayev. We ended up by saying the balabait or the ani was patur. So the balabait was chayev, ani was patur. If the ani was chayev, balabait was patur. And then Rashi said patur legamre, which is patur, which means mutar. So Abaya says to him, why are you only counting the Isurim? I accept what you say, that they're four Isurim Doraita. Two Balabait, two Rabban, two Ani. I accept what you're saying, that they're eight Drabanans. Four to the Ani and four to the Balabait. But there also are four cases, two to the Ani and two to the Balabait, where they're completely Mutar. So say they're four completely Asur Doraita, four completely Mutar, and then they're eight, which are Drabanans. Right? We happy with that? So that would give us 16. So Rav Mata says to Abaya, no. He says, Amale halo kasha. That's not a problem. Why? Because Bishlova Baba Duresha, in the first cases, in the Bavot of the Resha, Rashi says, yeah, Hani Chayav Balabait Patur, Balabait Chayav Hani Patur. In those first four, first examples in the Mishnah, which we saw in Daf Bet Amud Aleph, where we had Yetzot Shabbat Shtayim, where we said Ketzad, Hani Obed Bachutz, and then the next one was Pashat Balabait Et Yadol Achutz. In those cases over there, we saw that when the Ani was Chayev, the Balabait was Patur. And when the Balabait was Chayev, the Ani was Patur. Like Rashi said there, Patur Legamre. Those are cases of Mutar. Those are cases where there's no Isurim whatsoever. We're not counting those. We're only counting the cases where there's either an Isur Doraita or an Isur Durabana. Right? So to put it in Robert's terms, where at least somebody's hand changed the Rashut. If your hand is in your Rashut and never left the Rashut, then there's nothing, it's all Mutar. It's only when there's a hand crossing the threshold in one direction or the other, either picking up, putting down, or picking up and putting down, that we're counting those cases, and that would then be a case of eight. So they look at 12. And above it, the Sefer, the Patur, Aval Asur, Kashya. He agrees that he has Kashya. Why? Because what's the kashya? The kashya is we count eight, and really there are how many? 12. Mm-hmm. If we don't count the four, is hetaim altogether. So now he says like this, right? So now it's actually the Gemara, right? Who's talking here? The Gemara's talking. The Gemara says now, because on Rav Matthias' case, he says that there should be 12. And if they're 12, right? So mi ikka, what says mi ikka bechule Shabbat patur umutar? What do you mean we're not counting the patur umutar cases? We don't have such a thing in Shabbos, patur umutar. In Shabbos we have either chayav or patur. We don't have a case of patur vemutar. It's always patur aval asur, right? So he says mi ikka bechule Shabbat patur umutar. Ha'amash within Shmuel say. We see later on Daf Kuf Zayin. Later on, Shmuel said, "Ko peturei Shabbat patur aval asur." Whenever you see in the Masechet Shabbos the lashon, the language of patur, it means patur aval asur. Bar mehaniklat, except for three cases. There are three cases where we'll see that there is such a concept of patur umutar. You patur and you mutar. And what are they? Tzedat tzvi, utzedat nachash. Right? There are three cases. One of catching a deer. We'll see Rashi in a second. Or tzedat nachash, or catching a snake. Or mefis mursa. Mefis mursa means like squeezing a zit, for lack of a better term. Right? Lancing, if you've got a lance, how's it said? Lancing a boil. That's a much nicer terminology. Okay, lancing a boil. Right, what?
Draining
an abscess. Okay. All right, so. Right, so in either of those cases. All right, look at Rashi over here quickly. We'll see that on our regular sphere. But how do I first, the examples I explained, just very, very quickly. We spoke in the introduction yesterday about the idea of a davash and a melachash and a tshicha legufa. Remember? We used one of the examples of a melachash and a tshicha legufa. A melachash and a legufa would be the examples here given, for example, you catch a snake. Why did they catch a snake? Not because you wanted the snake, but you were scared the snake would bite somebody. So if you were hunting the snake to catch the snake, so that would be a melacha legufa. You wanted the snake, you went over and tzeda is an issu. Therefore, we asked you to catch it. But yeah, you caught the snake, not because you wanted the snake, just didn't want it to bite somebody. That's a melachash and a tshicha legufa. So too, the idea of lancing a
boil.
Right? Or what was the other term there?
Draining an abscess.
Draining an abscess, right? So now, we have to get our heads around this when we get to the Gemara. But draining an abscess could be because you want to have the abscess open so that it can breathe nicely, and you're really creating like a hole. And that would be an issue of bone. Okay, of building. We'll get to that later on. Right? So if that's the reason why you drained the abscess, because you want a nice open hole that will breathe nicely, that's a bone issue. But if you really, the only reason that you did it was, I don't know, it was hurting you, it was painful, and therefore you let go, you drained it so that it wouldn't hurt you, that's not bone. That would be a melocha she'en etshicha legufa. Okay, with regards to the hunting of the deer, we'll get to that as well. We'll get to that as well. There's a case where a guy's sitting at a house in the front of a house in the door, and he's stopping the deer from getting out. Now somebody else arrives and sits down next to him. That person did nothing really, because the guy was already sitting there guarding the door before he arrived. Now I get up, the original guy was sitting there. The guy now who the new guy on the block, he's suddenly the hunter. Right? So that's simply sure. That's not melachash and tshicha legufa. We'll come to that. But those are examples over there which Shmuel says that in cases like that, you would be patur and mutar. Right? So other than those three cases, he says, everywhere else in Shabbos is patur and musa. Right? So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So where do you get this idea from? Anyhow, in Shabbos, there's a concept of mutar v'asur, patur v'mutar. That's the thing in Shabbos. Patur always means asur, except for mutar. The Gemara says, no. When Shmuel said that, look here, when Shmuel had the need, Lashmeinan de Patra Mutar, to teach us that there, Behenech says Rashi, the it behu maase, kagon hanet klat. Like what was taking place there? Those are three actions where somebody did something. There was an action being done. The guy sat down, or he caught the snake, or he launched the boil, right? In those three cases, there it's a maase, where we say that those are actions which are mutar legamre. The lo kavid aval, he says, the Gemara says the kavid maase patur. The lo kavid maase, but in the case where a person was passive, in ketuvah, there are hundreds of examples in Masechet Shabbos where you were passive and you were involved in a maase which is 100% mutar. So don't be surprised. There's such a concept as patur v'mutar. What Shmuel was speaking about was where there were actions that you did. You did an action, even though you did the action, you patur, but still mutar. But if you were passive in a case where you didn't do an action, there were plenty of examples. So our example over here, where the Balabai did the full Monty, right? He picked up and put down. The Ani is patur v'mutar. Because he didn't do anything. So the fact that the Balabai picked up a thing and gave it to him, and in the end, the reality is the Ani suddenly becomes the beneficiary of this token of tzedakah, but he didn't do anything. He's mutar. There would be cases like this. It was said, don't be so surprised. The concept of mutar is the case. It was ever mikomakom, doesn't matter. It's very nice, this whole lobdesavia and this whole story and getting started, etc. But tachlis, tarte sari havin. I'm still sticking to my guns. The Mishnah speaks about 8. I'm telling you there are 12. Okay? Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Gemara is like this now. Peturei da'ati behu l'day chatat. Tzachoy lechi yuvah chatat. Kachashiv. He says, no. Why are you only counting 8 and not 12? He says, because even so, the Tana of the Mishnah is counting the Peturim. These are Patur of Asur, right? This is basically you Patur, but you Asur to do it. The Gzeris of Rabbanan. When did Rabbanan goes there, Gzeris, we're counting him in the Mishnah? It's when, right, there's a possibility that you would come to be Chayev Achatat. Those are counted. Look at Rashi. But you're Ati Behu Lidu Chayev Achatat. Kagon Akirot. See, Robert, this is why I said what I said. Oh, this is where I got confused. And maybe I'm still confused. We'll see now in a second. But look here. He says, Kagon Akirot, Shehein Tchilat HaMelacha, where you did an Akira, which is the beginning of the action, De'ikere Migzar. Ve'chamim Begozer. Why? Deal Megamar. You might end up to finish the action. So now I would say, even if you did Akira, you're on house. You haven't stuck your hand out. In fact, you did Akira, you're starting an action. You understand? That's what the word, right? But when I didn't do the Akira, I'm just now taking it from the Ani, or the Ani's taking it from the Balabait, right? He did the Akira. It's now in the hand. We'll see in a second that the hand is not naich, it's not resting, therefore it isn't really putting it, you know? Right? I didn't do the Akira. All I'm doing is the Hanacha. The fact that I didn't do Akira means I can never come to complete the Melocha of Akira and Hanacha. Because I'm only doing Hanacha. So I can't go back and do Akira. So in a case like that, Chachamim weren't Gozer. They were only Gozer where you did Akira. Even though someone else did the Hanacha, they were Gozer. Why? Because the fact that you did the Akira, you could have done Hanacha and you would have done the whole Melocha on your own. Okay? Clear? No. One more time. If you're looking at me like that, then the answer's no, right?
Akira, you mean is picking it up off the floor, right. Not picking it from
the hand. Right. Picking, okay. The only time, when you pick something off the floor, you for a melocha on Shabbos of Hotza'ah, you need picking it up off the floor and putting it down on the floor. If I did the picking up, I could possibly do putting down. When I picked up and put down, I did the whole melocha. If I only picked up, I haven't done the whole melocha. If I only put down, I haven't done the whole melocha. If I only put down, I could never ever do the whole melocha. If I pick up, I have a possibility to do the whole melocha because I could put down. So when a person picks up, chamim were gozer. When somebody only put down, chamim weren't gozer. So in our Mishnah, why are we not counting 12, we're only counting 8? Because we're counting two examples of the Balabait, right? We're counting two examples of the Ani and two examples of the Balabait in each direction we've got 8, which is 2 Isurim completely and 2 Isurim completely of the Balabait, which is 4, and then another 2 Isurim where each one did Akira, which could have become Exera, which could have come into Anacha. The Balabait did Akira on the inside and he put his hand outside. The Ani did Akira from the Balabait. Let's just understand this. That's clear. The 4 that we learned, therefore, that are chayev, v'akira deptur. There's an akira that's patur. The tarte ninhu, the two cases, pashata ani adom le'alifnim. Right, there are two cases where the ani stuck his hand inside fully. Ha chada, or shenatana tocho balabait v'ados ani haytare kanit. Right, ha tarte v'chem. So v'chem be'idach rabbeinu rim pshita yad lifnim gabeshnayim b'ayim le'ah b'ayin rekanit hitchlat amase. Okay, who the chashiv the habule tarte bani v'tarte balabait. It says like this. This is very, very important. When the Ani stuck his hand into the house.
Into the shoot, right?
He picked that up. That is called Akira. He lifted his hand up. Even if it was either it was empty or it was full. When it was full, right, it's he could put it down onto the Balabait's hand. When he stuck his hand in empty, he could have picked it up and taken it out. So he could have done an Akira. Sticking his hand in each direction, there was one where it was full. And he put it down, he was chayev. Where he put it onto the anis, into the Balabait hand, it's also a gzeira, because he could have put it down on the floor. When he stuck his hand in empty, he could have actually picked up from the inside and brought it out. That could have been the beginning of an Akira, right? So therefore, we've got, so that is a Balabai, and Ani picks up and puts down, or picks up and puts down, he's to the Chayev. The Ani picks up with his hand full and puts it inside, there's a Gzaira. He puts his hand in empty, he could have picked up, it's also a Gzaira. So we've got 2 and 2 is 4. In either direction, we come to 8. Perfect. Okay? We got it. So that's the thing. So once you change the Rashut, that's the key. Change, exactly. That's almost like you said. Once you change the Rashut, that's when the issue begins. Either you're going your hand from one shoot to the other shoot with a full hand, or it's going from one shoot to the other hand even with an empty hand. The fact that it's going with an empty hand means you've got something you could pick up. You've got an empty hand. You can now pick something up off the floor in the inside and bring it out. That would have been a chiyuv. And that's the chamim where it goes there. So we've got 2 where you pick up, put down, or pick up and put down of doraitas. One where you go in empty, one where you go in full, gzeiras. Those are 4. 4 plus 4 is 8. That's what Chamim are dealing with. When you go, when the Balabai sticks his hand out and you take it from his hand, the most you've got there is Hanacha you can do. We aren't Gozer on those. Okay, so that's why we haven't got 12. Okay. So the Atu Elichiv Chad Akasha Shnehim Paturin. Itav De Melochem. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So that's very beautiful. But at the end of the day, Shnehim Paturim, when they both Patur, why they Patur? Vaha Atavida Melacha Mibanayu. The bottom line is that between the two of them, a melacha was done. So aren't they chayev? So it says, why not? It's not why. Tanya Rabbi Omer, May Am Haaretz Ba'asota. He quotes a pasuk of here. It says, Im Nefesh Achat Techeta Bishkaga. When a person makes a sin, Beshogay, by mistake. May Am Haaretz Ba'asota Achat Bishvon Hashem Ashelot Tasin of Hashem. The one person from that Am Haaretz, from the people, he has to do Echat Bishvon Hashem. He has to do it. May Am Hashem. From Am Hashem, he has to do the Melocha. What does that mean? He understands like this. Ha'oseh et kula, velo ha'oseh et miktzata. You have to do the whole melocha from beginning to end. Yachid vasaota chayav. Shnayim vasuota peturin. From that pasuk, Rebbe learned from him aretz. And just by the way, there's a Rashi left out. He said, Kol chiyuv upetur masechet Shabbat bechatat kai ubeshog. Remember, we mentioned this yesterday in the introduction. So as a rule, I'm just going back a second. It says in Hilchot Shabbos, whenever we're speaking about chayav or patur, it's about chayav a chatat. And we're speaking about a case of shogeg, not a case of mazi, but you chayav mita bidei skila. Okay. So he says, ba'asota, me'amaz ba'asota, gabe chatat ketiv, right? So he says, therefore, it has to be done by one person and not by two people. And what's it by now? We've got another ma'amar of that as well. Amrab chiyav bar gamda, right? Now, it's quite amazing. We brought a braita. Tosfot actually asks this question over here. Tosfot asks a question. He says, Tema, right? The mighty siyata de mishmaita de braita. We brought a braita, and a braita is a makor amora, a tanaik, right? And we got a braita which says that Rebbe told us, Rabbi got a braita, Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ma'amaris, Masota, etc. And then the Gemara says, Itmarnami, we've also got a Shmaita, we've also got a Limud which supports it, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda. Nizra can be Pichabura of Amru. Nizra can be Pichabura means that all the Chavim agreed. It's Rashi over here from Sachim. It can be Pichabura, Kulam Hodu Bedavar Ze. That was accepted by everybody. Ba'asota, Yachit Shasachayav, Shnaim Shazupturi. So the Tosso asks this question of, yeah, what's going on over here? Why are we bringing a siyata? We're bringing help to our brighter from a shmaita. Right? We got a Tanakh source. So he says, we're parik kama de kiddushin, parik yuda v'od nikra v'yesh tomat, des nishra kami pichabura, de kamar, hadu chabur shel tanaim. He says, really, when it says nishra kami pichabura, it means from a chabura of tanaim. So really, it's not a shmaita of a moraim that's helping the tanaim. It's actually a shmaita of tanaim that he's helping a tanaim. It's like, if it's another source of tanaim. Okay. So now we start the Gemara. Bai minei Rav mirebi. So Rav asks Rebbe a question. Remember, Rav was a Talmud of Rebbe's, right? Here we're seeing it nicely. We've discussed it many times in the Gemara, right? In order that Rav was a Talmud of Rebbe. Remember, Rav was there with Rabbi Yochanan. They were all Talmudim of Rebbe. And he asks Rebbe a question. Hit ino chaveiro ochlin umashkin. A person standing in his house And let's, I don't know, we say, friend, it could be a case of you're going on a tiul and the Shabbos afternoon is pretty hot and the mother's very concerned that he's going to dehydrate. So she gives him a bottle of water and she gives him a packet of chips and she gives him some lozenges to suck if his throat gets dry for along the way. Right, anything else you can think of. And now this is Shabbos. So now do we say he didn't actually carry anything? It's on him. It's belted up to belted on him. Right? Hate inu, right? Like on a backpack or on a some sort of shesh like that. So now the question is like this: Akirat Gufo, Akirat Chevetz Mim Komodami Umechayev, or Dil Melo? Do we say that when you walk out the house, whatever's on you, is that considered like you carried it? And the fact that you take a step out of the house, that you're walking is as if you did Akira? Right? In other words, look here, is Akirat Gufo? Akirat Chayfetz, that your body carried, it wasn't in your hands. We understood a few seconds ago that Akira meant with your hands, you picked something up and put it down. Now it's on your body, strapped onto you. Is your body walking out the house, lifting up the Chayfetz? And therefore you Chayev Akira and Hanacha, or look at Rashi. Akirat Gufo. Rashi says, Ochrin Mashkin, Hitinu Chaber, Gabifet, Shaya Gufo, Mishayachit. You were standing in your house, Vitinu Chaber, Diu Gufe, Lo Akamir. You did nothing. All you did was walk out the house. And you happen to have all these things on your back. He says, Ochrin Mashkin, Urche de Milton Akat, Devar Hatzrich Le Shabbat. He says, Rashi says, they're just common examples. Don't learn too much, not only about food. The same would apply if you had a mutar telephone in your pocket. If there's such a thing, right? Now he says, Akirat Gufo. What do you mean Akirat Gufo? She akar et raglav min abayit lachar shnitan. Once he was laden up, he walked out the house. Right? So that's the question. Do we say Akirat Gufo keker chazdadam umechayev or dilmelo? So Amalei, so Rebbe says to Rav, Chayev. It's Chayev. And look what he throws in to complicate matters for us. Ve'eno dome leyado. And this is not similar to your hand. What does he mean, Enodome Leyado? Let's think back a second to the case of the Ani. The Ani stuck his hand into the house, right? And the Balabayit put the stuff in the Ani's hand, right? And then the Ani pulled his hand out. What was the case in our Mishnah? We had, yeah. Ani Omed Bachutz Balabayit Bifnim. Pashat Ani Et Yado Lifnim V'natan Letoch Yado Shel Balabayit. And he put some into the Balabite's hand. Or, Shenatal Mitochai, took from the Balabite's hand, Vehotzi. Ha'ani Chayav Ubalabite Patur. Right? The Balabite was probably Patur. And the next case was, Pashat Balabite, Balabite's hand went out. Venatal Mitochai, he put into the Ani's hand. Or, Shenatal Mitochai, Vehichnis. Balabite is Chayav, the Ani is Patur.
When you say Chayav, it means Chayav.
Chayav Korban. Chayav the writer. Chayav. And the Ani is patur, we said they're completely patur. Right? So here, the Ani, the hand, so look at, what does he mean over here? V'eino dome leyado, look at Rashi here. V'eino dome leyado. And lo dome leyado hapshuta lifnim v'gufo lachutz. The Ani was standing outside, and his hand was inside. Right? V'natan balabait, the balabait stuck something into the Ani's hand. I'm reading Rashi here.
Mm-hmm.
The patar bay tana de magnitin aflani sheotzia. The crazy situation. The balabait is inside, the ani is outside. The balabait sticks something into the ani's hand, and the ani pulls his hand out over the threshold. And what do we say? The ani's patur. Why is ani patur? Why do we say his hand was inside the house, and now his hand comes out the house?
It's not accurate.
Okay, so I said it's not curious. So look at Rashi over here. Right? Why not? My timer says the Gemara. Why is his hand not like that? So I've got to change the order here. So Rashi says Yado lo naich, Gufo naich. What does that mean? Yado lo naich. Look at Rashi. His hand never came to rest when the balabai, when the ani stuck his hand into the house. So even though the hand was over the threshold, the hand wasn't resting in the house. The hand was still at play. It's like, I don't know, or trans, what's the word? Talui, how do you say talui? Suspended in the air. Not resting on the ground. It says, Radu Kirashi, Hilchach ki hotzia lo akramidi. Therefore, when he took his hand out the house, didn't do any akira. Because to do akira, you had to have a pre-existing Hanacha. And the hand wasn't naich. So therefore he couldn't do Akira. right? Ve'ein derech hotza'ah below akira v'anacha. You have to have akira and anacha. If the hand wasn't resting, there was no akira. But gufo na'ich, this guy standing in the house, right? Al gabe karka, on the stand, or standing on ground. V'havi akira. So he was standing on ground. If he was standing on ground, means he was na'ich. Now when he takes his step to move, he did akira. Right? It's a little bit esoteric, right? So he says there, gufor na'ich, al gabe karka, v'havi akira. Right? So that is why he says it's not the same as your hand at all. So Amalei Rav Chia. So now remember, who asked the question? Rav asked Rebbe the question. So now Rabbi Chia, remember, who's an older student of Rebbe. Remember, we saw that Rabbi Chia sometimes was considered a Tana. We said Tana Rabbi Chia or Amar Rabbi Chia. Remember, we said when Tana Rabbi Chia, he was coming as a Tana. Amar Rabbi Chia was coming as an Amora. So he's saying Amar Rabbi Chia Rav. So Rabbi Chia is talking to Rav. He says to me, Barpachti. And we saw this as well. We saw this already in Brachot. I haven't got a Mishra Shasya or the Israel Shasya. Yeah, Brachot Daf Yud Gimel. There we are. We saw this lashon there of Rav being called Barpachti, meaning Ben Gedolim, right? Because he was from a Talmid Chacham, his father was a Gedolim, etc. He says, Barpachti, lo aminach, haven't I told you before? Ki kai Rebbe Bahai Masechta, when Rebbe's in one Masechta, lo tishai lebe Masechta achriti, don't ask him questions in another Masechta. We're not discussing Shabbos now. And rather we're discussing the Yom Kippur. And they're busy learning Yoma, and Rebbe and Rav pops up and asks him a question on Shabbos. And Rebbe's head wasn't in Shabbos. And what's the reason? Why mustn't you ask him this question? Dilma Lava Data is not familiar with the ground at the moment. He loved Rebbe. Rabbi, he was such a great guy, Rebbe. Ksafta, you would have embarrassed him. Because he might have not known what to answer you. He's telling you Musa here for laugh. Don't ask a person a question on a sugar they're not learning. If you're learning Shabbos, talk Shabbos. Don't come and ask me questions on Hilchot Pesach. Right? So he says, however, but that doesn't matter. Why? Rav was a great guy. Rav was a great guy. The Meshan Lach Shinua. No, he says, Kisaf, they would have been embarrassed. The Meshan Lach Shinua, the Lach Shinua would have answered. That's not a good answer. He said, but anyhow, don't worry about it. In this case, not so serious. Because now, however, Shapir Meshani Lach, he gave you the right answer. What was the answer to Tanya? We got a bright day. He says, because Rebbe said that the answer would be Yuchayev. If you did a kill with your body, you'd be Chayev, because not like your hand. And how do we know that? He said, anyhow, because there's a bright day. And he quotes the brighter, the Tanya got a brighter, Hayah ta'un ochli lo mashkin ribod yom. Now this brighter is not actually discussing Shabbos. But our case is discussing Shabbos. This case is discussing Erev Shabbos. But the same thing you'll see. He was ta'un ochli lo mashkin ribod yom. He was fully laden Erev Shabbos. The Rashi says, ribod yom, the hanu dumia dehitinu chavre b'shabbos, the hache v'hache leike akira di'ishul gabe. He says the same idea, he says, why does it make no difference? Because either way, he hadn't done akira yet till on Shabbos. So he was fully laid in Erev Shabbos, and then he did Akira once it was Shabbos. So too, in our case, where the person packed you up on Shabbos, did Akira on Shabbos, makes no difference. Right? Mibod Yom. V'hotzian l'chutz, when did he actually go outside? Mishecha sheicha, once it got dark. Right? And what did the writer say? Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Livisha'eno dome leyado. Look at Rashi, yeah? When I was outside, I was inside. Somebody put something inside my hand. So there I was patur. It was asur if I did the hanach, the akira, but I was patur. Right? Here I'm chayev because I did akira. Okay? Do you want to close the door there, please, David? Okay. All right. So now, Vishanu Domeliano. Amar Abaya. So now Abaya says like this. Here he says, yeah, Robert, this is what we're speaking about. This is now we start the fun and games. Okay? It's like this. Amar Abaya, pshitali. It's pashut to me that yado shel adam eina lo k'shtarabim velo k'shtayachid. That a person's hand is not a shtarabim and not a k'shtayachid. Not a public domain, not a private domain. Why is it pashut to me? Look at Rashi there. He says, "Pshitali, mi matnitin de yadosh l'adam pshutali shurachid." In our case of the Mishnah, where the guy's hand was stuck through different rishut, the balabai was inside, and his hand was outside, and he was outside, he was inside. Einan is reked achar gufor gamay. We see that the hand didn't go off to the body. Liot kushtreshu omedba bein shehu rishut ayachid bein shush terabim. Because what happened was Ani was standing outside, his hand was inside, and the balabai stuck something in the Ani's hand. Why didn't we say that the balabai is chayev? Did akir in shurachid? He stuck something into the Ani's hand, and where's the Ani standing? Shnayachid. So it should have been as if the hand went after the balab, the Ani standing outside, then what I care where your hand is? Where's your body? Follow the body, right? Say, follow the money. Follow the body. Where's the body? The body's outside. So the hand's inside, big deal. But really, your body's outside. I should have said the hand goes after the body. And therefore, the body's outside. I did akira inside. I stuck it in your hand. For all intents and purposes, you are outside. Therefore, it should have been hanacha outside. With me? Mm-hmm. And we didn't say that. Correct? Mm-hmm. We didn't say that. Yeah? So now, he said, that's why... That's why Abai says, it's pashut to me, that's neither the case. And the Gemara says, Kishta Rabim Lord Damia, it's not like Kishta Rabim, why? Miyado Dani, because the Ani is standing outside, and we see we stuck it in his hand, and it wasn't as if I put it into Kishta Rabim. And Rashi Yachid also not Damia, like Kishta Yachid either, why? Miyado de Balabayit. Because when the Ani put something into the Balabayit's hand, right, it wasn't a Hanacha in Rishut Rabim, in Kishta Yachid. Okay, clear? Clear, clear, clear? Clear? So now Abaya says that it's Pshita, that it isn't Ishta Yachid and not Ishta Rabbi. So now Abaya has a question. So Abaya has a question. So Yadosh Ladam Mahu. So what is the guy's hand? Maybe Shetasek a Karmelit. Maybe it's got its own Rishut, and it's a Karmelit. Now a Karmelit is neither Ishta Rabbi nor Ishta Yachid. Look at Rashi Avia. Baya. So Baya Rashi says a question. It's quite a long Rashi over here. Hashta de chazinan de lav batar gufo shadinan lal inyan ichuyul midoraita. Since we see that the hand doesn't go off to the body to make you chayev in doraita, like in our Mishnah, clearly the balabait and the ani. Alma if lug reshuta. Chachamim are made into a separate reshut. Palig, right? Split it up. If lug reshuta, what's wrong? If lug reshuta, he also wants to learn. Right? Me ichmur ala rabbana and mehavek karmelit. So Chachamim machmir and said, you know what? It's not a Rashi Rabbim, not Rashi Yachid, it's a karmelit. And therefore, if that's the case, says Rashi, deheche dehoshit yado meleya reshut acheret lo yachzirenu etzlo v'teheikach pshuta ad sheteheshach. Now, this is not a simple thing to understand. It's like as if Chachamim want to make it to a separate reshut, would we then say that your hand is not your body? And it's not the reshut that you're in either. Right? It's a separate reshut. And therefore, if you stand in Shta Yachid and you stick your hand into Reshut HaRabim, Erev Shabbos, and now it becomes Shabbos, I'm going to say to you, leave your hand there. You can't bring your hand back in Shta Yachid. Your hand's stuck now. It's a different reshut. Because your hand's on reshut. So if it's on reshut, it's something else you put into the Shta Rabbim. If you bring it into the Shta Yachid, it's almost if you bring something else into the Shta Yachid. Right? Look at Rashi. Dechevan delav batar gufo greira. Since it isn't going off to your body, it's not your body. Naseit la reshut acherit midrabana. It's a separate reshut. The gazu reshut midivrehem le Shabbat chasudach nisulo hitim menu Shta Yachid Shta Rabbim. Because Chachamim had this gzeira. There is such a concept. Chachamim said there's a Karmelit. And even the Midoraita, you can take from a Karmelit into Shta Yachid, or from a Karmelit into Shta Rabbim. Chachamim said, you can't. Maybe your hand like Shta Yachid, a Karmelit. Now that Karmelit is stuck. You can't bring it from your hand, so to speak, from the Karmelit, which is your hand, into Shta Yachid, Shta Rabbim. Ushmo Karmelit, can I tell you, Parakim, we see that on Davav, Arba Rishiyot LeShabbat, the four Rishiyot mentioned it yesterday. Karmelit is one of them. And Lashon Ye'arov HaKarmelo, She'enu Lo Hiluch Tamid LeRabbim, V'lo tash b'shta yachid. A karmelit, you'll see, is a special area designated where it's not really shta yachid, where people are in their house. It's not a karmelit, not a shta yachid either, which is like a very public space. It's in the middle, like a no man's land, and that's a separate reshut. So maybe your hand is the separate reshut. Right? That's Abaya's question. So he says like this, V'yosh l'adam shalat karmelit, mi kansur rabana. Look at Rashi, yeah? Hoyil v'hitchil ba be'isur. What's going on over here? You stuck your hand into the Shta Rabbim, which is really a Karmelit into Shta Rabbim of some kind. Okay? That's it. So he says, and therefore you can't bring it back. So the Gemara says, let's see from a brighter, we can try and solve this problem. Toshma, Hataya domelea peirot. His hand was full of fruit. V'hotzia lechutz, and he stuck it outside into Shta Rabbim. Tani chada, one of the Tanaim say, there's a brighter that says, asur lahachzira. You can't bring your hand back. You stuck it out on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos Mishetech Shach. You stuck now the whole of Shabbos. You got to sit like this. Stuck head out the window, right? And you do is got a piece of apple in your hand. That's it. For the rest of Shabbos, you sit there with the apple in your hand out the window. The Tana Idach, and another writer says, Mutalach Zira, you can bring it back. So the Gemara Abaya wants to say, my love, Bahakim Iftega, isn't this the machloket? The Mar Savar Ke Karmel Damia, Umar Savar Lav Ke Karmel Damia. One, the writer says, you can't bring it back. He's saying that that hand becomes like a carmelite. Now there's an apple in a carmelite. And the other one's saying, no, it's not a carmelite, therefore you can bring it back. What's the big deal? And one says, no, that's not a good proof. That doesn't solve our problem at all. The kule alba ka carmelite dam. Everyone agrees it's a carmelite. It's not even a havamina. It's pashut, your hand like a carmelite. So now, how come the one tani in the bride says, bring your hand back, and the one says, don't bring your hand back? Below kashia, kan lamata miasara. Kan lemale miasara. To depend where your hand. Remember, we mentioned this as well yesterday. We said in the Arba Rishut, we said on Daf Vav, we said there's a makom petor. We said the Rishut HaRabim only goes up to 10 tvachim, and everything above 10 tvachim is called a makom petor. It's a patur area, and therefore middor raita, Rishut HaRabim is only the first 10 tvachim. Above that, there's no issur any longer. So if you're on the fifth floor of a building and you stick your hand out, and outside Rosh Rabim, I'm not Rosh Rabim, it's my Komptor. So midoraita, you can put your hand in and out the whole day as long as you want. Chachamim will go there, that's my Komptor. So that's what the Gemara says now. He says, the Kulam Chachamim Dami Lo Kashi, Kan Lamate Miasara, Kan Lamale Miasara. Look at Rashi. Lamate Miasara, Rosh Rabim. And therefore, when it was Lamata in Rosh Rabim, while the Brahma says you can't stick your hand back, Kansur Rabbanan, Veshavye Carmelit, the law lihadre. There, in the Shtar Rabim area, Chachamim said, now we're making like a carmelite, you can't put your hand back. Aval lemala miyashar, and it was 10 tvachim, above 10 tvachim, the avir makom petor, who, that's makom petor, kinam ba'azorek, we'll see later on, hazorek dar amu bekote lemala miyashar tvachim, you threw something against the wall, more than dal amot in Shtar Rabim, but it was above 10 tvachim, kazorek ba'aviru patros, you just threw something in there, you patur. It's patur aval. Remember, patur in Shabbos means asu, right? Why the law have Rishta Rabim lemale miasara hilchach lo kansua the lav isura. We didn't have asura. So the machloket in their bright is not a question of does one say it's a karmelit or not a karmelit. Everyone agrees it's a karmelit. Just one says that chamim were kones under 10 because Rishta Rabim and above 10 they weren't kones. That's the one answer. The Gemara says no, maybe not. Another answer. Both these cases are also lamata masra. Everyone agrees it's a karmelit. Right? Sorry. Velav karmelit. No one agrees it's a karmelit. The first answer was everyone agrees it's a karmelit. What's the difference of the two brightest? One's below 10, one's above 10. Here it says no. No one agrees it's a karmelit. Right? And we're talking about both cases here are under 10 tvachim in the proper Shtar Rabim. Look at Rashi. Right? And what's going on over here? Right? Velo kashia. Still in a kashia between the two brightest, while the one says you can put your hand back, the one says you can't put your hand back. Kan mi ba'od yom, kan mi shechashecha. The one is when you stuck your hand out Erev Shabbos, and the one is when you stuck your hand out when Shabbos was already in. Look at Rashi. Kan mi ba'od yom, hoshita mi. If you stuck your hand out while it was still Erev Shabbos, when it gets dark, you can't bring it back in. Why? Your hand's not a separate reshut. It goes off to your hair, off to your body. Right? And we'll see in a second why. So when it was earlier, when you stuck that before Shabbos, you can bring it back in. And the case of where you can't bring it back in is Mishech HaShecha. Look at Rashi. Hoshita Mishech HaShecha. You stuck your hand out, it was very Shabbos. And there Chachamim Kansua. They were Kones you. It was a Knas. It was a punishment. A penalized. Right? Velo Shita Rishut Asma. I think your hands are separate Rishut. No. The Imkain Afmi Ba'od Yom Mitzah. He says, because even with a separate reshut, it would have made no difference where you stuck your hand out. If it was before Shabbos came in, or after Shabbos came in, it was a separate reshut. Once Shabbos came in, it would now be a separate reshut, and you'd be stuck. And we see that they allowed you to take your hand out if you did it before Shabbos came in. So it can't be a separate reshut. Ela knasa ba'alma. Right? It's a separate knas. So now let's understand this for a second. Right? And what's the svara over here? The svara here is that because you did it before Shabbos, they weren't kones you. Why? Because you could never really come to do an Isur Doraita. Because you did Akira before Shabbos. So the most you could do is drop it off inside. Right? If you put the thing down now in the Shtar Rabim on Shabbos, you did Akira before Shabbos and Hanacha on Shabbos, it wouldn't be a Melocha Doraita, correct? In the second case, if you did it before on Shabbos, if now you let it go, you'd be over Isur Doraita. You'd have Akira on Shabbos and Hanacha in Shurabim on Shabbos. There, Chachamim will kones you. They punish you. They say, because you could have come to do an Isur Doraita, we're going to punish you and you can't take your hand out the whole of Shabbos. Clear? Right. So the Gemara says, he says, Adrabah, Ibchem Mishnah. It should be the other way around. Should be the exact other way around. And this is very, very important to the rest of the sugya. So concentrate properly. So we understood a second ago that when Chachamim were concerned that you would come to do an Isur Doraita, they were kones. When there was no concern that you do an Isur Doraita, they weren't kones. So Gemara says, I don't establish it the other way around. Mi ba'od yom, when you did Akira, Erev Shabbos, the Isha delay, Lo ati lidei chiyuv chatat liknesu rabbanan. That's when they should have cornered you, when you couldn't have come to do an Isur Doraita. Because what's this Gemara saying over here? What's happening? Think about it for a second. I've got this apple. Okay, now an apple isn't heavy when you start, but you hold an apple, even if it weighs 20, 30 grams, for 10 hours, and you'll see how heavy that apple gets. Right. So what's going to happen in 10 hours' time? You're going to drop it out your hand. So if you had taken your hand out Erev Shabbos and you dropped it after 10 hours, so we don't care if you dropped it, why? Because you'll never become to be over an Isur Doraita. So there, Chachamim should kones you. On the other hand, if you did it on Shabbos and you're now stuck with your hand out there for 10 hours, there's a pretty good chance you're going to come to drop it and now you're going to be over an Isur Doraita. So there, Chachamim shouldn't kones you. Why? Because they should be concerned that you're going to do an Isur Doraita. Clear? That's what Gemara says here. He says, "Apchem istabra, mi ba'od yom di yishari lei lo ati lidei chiyuv chatat nevek kanis you. Mi shechashecha, when it became dark, di yishari lei ati ba lidei chiyuv chatat. You can end up doing chiyuv chatat lo liknesu rabana." But that wasn't what the Chachamim said. The Chachamim, the maskana previous of the Gemara was that when are we kones you? When you could come to the Isur Doraita, why? Because you could have come to Israel, I'm going to make you remember that. Don't ever do it again. So the Gemara says like this, now that the Gemara didn't accept this answer over here, this Ibchem Istabra, which we said maybe rather kones him when he couldn't do it right there, when he could do it right there, Rachmonos on him. Right? Since we never answered Hachi, the Gemara says, Tifshot Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, we can now solve another question that Rav Bibi Bar Abaye had. Right? The Baye, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye asked the question. He'd big pat betanur. Now, if you've ever been to like a tabun, well, if you go to what's an Arab bakery in Jaffa, that famous bakery there in Jaffa, Abu Lafia, right? If you ever go there, you'll see it. It's worth going to see just to see it. They've got these big tabunim, right, a clay thing, and they take the pita and they roll it up into a ball and they smack the pita up against the side of the tabun, and the pita bakes on the side of the wall. And it comes out, it's a nice pita with a hollow in the middle, etc. Right? That's what we talk, that's called Rudiata Pat. Rudiata Pat is you take the bread and you stick it up against the wall, and Rudiata Pat is you take the bread off the wall of the oven. Okay? That's Asher on Shabbos. Rudiata Pat is Asher on Shabbos, to take it off the wall. It's called, we'll see later on, it's called Chokhmah, we'll see in a second. Anyhow, so like this. So now we can solve this question of Rabbi Bibi Bar Abaye. The Bari Birabaya, he big papa tanur, you stuck the bread in the tanur, he tiru lo lir dota kodem sheavodi de chiyuv chatat, or lo itiru. His question was, what if the guy on Shabbos be shogeg, right? By mistake. He thought it was Shabbos, so he never was asked, all the reasons he explained what the reasons of shogeg are. He took this pita and he stuck it up against the wall, and he said, oi vavoi, Shabbos. Can he quickly take it off the oven before it bakes. And then he won't be chayev of offer on Shabbos. Or do we say, no, too late, my friend. You did it. There's a gzeira, you can't take it off. So he wants to say, we can solve the question. We saw Chachamim were not concerned about that you would come to do an aveira when they made the gzeiras. Because what do we say in the Gemara? We say that even though you stuck your hand out on Shabbos, and if you dropped it on Shabbos, you come to do an isur chat, you become to be over in a chatat. Chachamim said, too bad, tough luck, keep your hand outside. So he had his answer. Chachamim would say, don't allow the guy to take the bread off the oven, even as when he come to be over on offer, because it doesn't, we don't care that he come over in aveira doraita. We go there, That's the Gemara wants to say. So he says, he says like this, tipshot delo hitiru. It's pashut that they never matured him. And he says, halokasha, you know what you're at, but tipshot, very good. 100%, we accept that. That's the first answer to the Gemara. He says, no, the Ibai and Aima, maybe not. Ibai and lolam lo tipshot. You can't really solve anything from the sugya whatsoever. And there's still lo kasha, right? Kan b'shogeg. Can be mazed. So now we're going back to our case. And we say, you know what? You can't solve anything from this. And it's got nothing to do with the Kones, Biba, Odyo, Mishecha, Sheikha, under Dalit Amot, Ten Atfachim, above Ten Tfachim, all that thing out there. What's the machloket between those two brighters? When the one brighter said that you can bring your hand back, the other brighter said you can't bring your hand back. Can be shogeg, can be mazed. Beshogeg, when the guy did something, beshogeg, so lo kan surabana. As you know, I did a b'shogeg. We're not going to make you stick your hand out there the whole time. Look at Rashi at the bottom there. B'shogeg would Rav Bibi lo tifshogeg, therefore you can't solve Rav Bibi's question about the pat. You know, pat from here. Because they're different issues altogether. Right? Lo le'isur v'lo le'heter. Dahai lo kansur b'shogeg. There's no klas b'shogeg. Lav bishum chashash l'dil meshadi le'imidihu. Not because we're concerned, like we said there, ibcha mistabra, that previous aloha, the reason why we aren't kones b'shogeg, not because we're worried that if we make the guy stick his head out the whole day, he'll come to be over an isur doraita. No, not because of that at all. Ele mishum de lo avar isur b'mezid. Ele mishum b'mezid. Chachamim are only interested in gozer when you did something b'mezid. Did a b'shogeg, we aren't gozer. The chazrat yado eina afiru shvut, and bringing your hand back isn't even an isur drabanan. Bringing your hand back, right? Ila mishum knasa. If it wasn't a knas, if there was a knas, to be isur drabanan would be a shvut. It's not a knas. V'achelo kanis avaridiat apat. But that question there of Rav Bibi Barabai of the bread shvut. That's a shvut. The nigsha v'minyan, and that was done with chachamim. They all got together. They were gozer on that. And the fact that Chachamim why you might come to an Isur Doraita isn't a reason for the debate of the Gzairas, but we can't answer that. We don't know. It's got nothing to do with this question whatsoever. They're separate altogether. Right? That's the one answer. Where it says, you know what? Even another reason. Maybe it's separate altogether. Both the cases in our Brighter, where they said the one said that you can bring your hand back, the one said you can't bring your hand back, both of them are Beshogeg. But can I saw shog out to magic and a separate machlok altogether? The brighters arguing about a separate subject of do we have a knas? Do we connect somebody when he does something with shogeg in case he comes to do it to a writer? The one brighter who says we do connect him, we all agree with shogeg, but you might come there in the future to write that we're giving you a knas now. And Mar Sava, can I saw shog out to magic? One said, look, and one said, you do, one said, you don't. Let's end off over here.